want to share tonight, I believe we'll call this title, Reality is Being Canceled. Usually I don't give the titles, but this is what's happening to all of us. In Isaiah 5:20, woe unto those that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Here we see the distortion of reality right here in this verse. And we're being gaslit. And I want to talk a little bit about gaslighting, because a lot of you have been called maybe a tin hatter or a theorist. I won't say some of the words to get us going here, but I want to just say, no, you're being gaslit. And we are being gaslit. That's one of the most famous words for last year, but it's true, it's happening. So we have to keep our reality and keep our truth. And this goes beyond just our everyday, but it also happens in politics, and it happens in church. We're going to talk a little about this, but you have to know politicians are professional liars.
Yes.
And if you don't know that going in, an example is Hillary's going to be locked up, right? Well, what happened? Well, that was just politics. And so that's what happens. And if you're going to let your reality be canceled by following certain people, you're going to be really disturbed in what's coming up in the new agendas coming up here. But I want to get started here. We see this distortion of reality, chaos and brainwashing and confusion. And remember, God is not the author of confusion. So who is? And just a couple things that could be confusing is that a male wins Woman of the Year, and the male wins the beauty pageant. Some of you probably heard some of this. And the best female swimmer is a male. Isn't that confusing? Well, you have to know what the agendas are and that they're trying to shape culture. So put your seatbelts on, because we're going for a ride, okay? So today we're being conditioned and manipulated. Open up your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to see the very first temptation in the Bible is gaslighting, where the enemy tried to change Eve's perception of what she knew to make her doubt what she knew, what her reality really was. So we're going to get there, but I want to just give a couple other things. Our culture is being shaped by many different things, but by talking heads. They have certain people that they put in, and they're not the ones making the decisions. A lot of the decisions are being made behind the scenes, behind the curtains, different groups, as we know. We've been studying this for years. But the movie stars have a big part to play in pushing some social agendas in the culture. And athletes are used for social conditioning because they're all bought and paid for. And they do what they're told to do. So here in Genesis chapter 3, let's look at this. The serpent, in verse 1, was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Well, God didn't want them to know about evil. And because they disobeyed, now they do know the difference between good and evil. And I just think about the poor children that's coming into the earth today, of how they want to take away their innocence and just put all this evil and confusion in their midst. And parents and grandparents, we have a job to do while we're still here, is to teach whoever we can around that'll listen about what's going on, to let them know what their reality is. Because the enemy wants to, like he did to Eve, he wants to shape your reality. And through the news and different things, study Operation Mockingbird, you'll see that a lot of these things now are legal. And so you have to know you are in control of your own mind and your own body, because the enemy wants to destroy your temple, as we know.
Yep.
So this is gaslighting. And the term comes from a play, which we know I've talked about this before. I'm just going to give you a quick highlight. It was from the movie 1944, Gaslight, which a husband tries to convince his wife that she is insane. He keeps on turning down the lights, and she'll mention to him that the lights are dimmed, and he'll say, oh, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. Always trying to confuse her for what her reality is to what he wants her to reality to be. And this is what's happening to us. We are constantly being gaslit in the news and politics and even churches. And I'm going to share a couple of things. But being gaslit is intentionally distorting reality. Intentionally distorting reality to make you feel like what you're seeing or feeling isn't real. And I could list a few different subjects. Just pick a topic. And you'll talk to some people about they have no idea what's going on. People only listen to the news, and they don't do any research, they don't do any studying, and they're only conditioned to what they want them to see and know, if that makes sense. So the gaslighting is a very abusive thing. It's abusive when they do it in politics, in business, your boss, your coworker, anyone, because it tries to constantly confuse you what truth is. And the devil doesn't want you to know truth. He's the father of lies, right? So the abuser always wanted to define what reality is. I remember 3 years ago, and they were telling you, you're fine, but you're really sick. Yeah. You're sick, and you're a grandma killer, you know, if you don't do this, that, and the other. It was totally being gaslit. And a lot of people see that now, but it's about manipulation so we don't think for ourselves and don't trust our own senses and our own reasoning. And what happens is when people are dumbed down and controlled, or when they're dumbed down and they're being lied to or told what to, they're easier to control. They're easier to control. And a couple of the things I was thinking about today was there's just such a war on truth. There's a war on meat. And the Bible says that in the end times, there's going to be a war on meat and there's going to be a war on marriage. And there's just a war on so many different things that we took for granted before. Even looking up into the skies, people have no idea what's going on. If you try to explain to them what's really going on, they don't believe it. They don't believe it because people are being gaslit. It's common in cults and abusive churches and in politics. Politics spin things. And if you notice your taxes haven't went down, I don't care who gets in office, they keep telling you, I'm here, and all we can say is hoya, hoya, hoya. Yeah. Victims are deliberately fed false information that leads them to question what they know to be true. What you know to be true, now you don't know if it's true or not. Right. You question. You look at women on TV and you go, that looks like a man. People can end up doubting their memory, like Eve did, their perception, and even their sanity. Victims will have a hard time seeing truth. If you're continuously being gaslit, and narcissists are great at doing this, they tell you one thing, but something else is really happening, and they constantly make you doubt yourself, what you heard, what you saw. And to think that this is happening, it's the enemy's tricks. And if he did it on Eve, guess what? He wants to do it on you. So you're not crazy. You're not a tinfoil hat person. You're being gaslit. It just brings a lot of clarity when you see it that way. Victims will have a hard time seeing the truth. And that's why you got to know your Bible, because in the Bible, it really tells us a lot of the things that are going to happen. And so when you see them happening, you're like, wow, thank you, Lord, for an anchor of something that does not change, because everything around us is constantly changing. And a gaslighter will lie about simple things. And then the misinformation grows and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you can't question the narrative. There's a narrative, and if you question it, you'll be censored now. And people are being censored absolutely everywhere. And what is a narrative? It's the event. It's a storyline. It's what they said happened. And then if you go to research some of these things, later on the story changes. Different things happen. Things are not consistently the same. So what is this all about? It's about control and distorting reality to make others confused and to manipulate people how to think and how to feel. And the enemy loves to use fear. And he puts fear, fear of this, fear of that. You're going to get this, you're going to get that. And the agendas are controlled by fear. The enemy loves to use fear to control us. And remember, God said, I have not given you a spirit of fear. God will not control us through fear. He's a God of peace. But your enemy, the enemy, he wants to gaslight you and put you in fear. Now, the long-term effects of gaslighting, and you can see this is what's happened in the world in the last 3 years, are anxiety, trauma, and depression, and isolation. More people don't want to be around anybody. They're afraid of being around people. Even though now the emergency use is lifted, or it's going to be, people are still afraid to go anywhere, to do anything, especially the older people. So gaslighting manipulates reality, and it's really crazy making. All of a sudden now they're telling you things. These poor kids now that are going to school, and they don't know who they are. And they're being told they can change who they are, only to find out later some of those that have changed themselves wish they never would have. Right. The stories are coming in. So today we see this crazy making around gender, race, sexuality, and people's realities are being distorted, questioned, or denied. Again, you ask, am I going crazy? No, you're being gaslit. You're being purposely told a lie so that you get confused and you deny your reality and you take up whatever they want you to believe. When we question the false reality that we're being presented, we're called haters. We're called phobias. We're called... And this is all division. The enemy wants to divide and conquer. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for any of it. I love every race. We had a multicultural church. We had different people from all around. We love people. But what they're trying to do is to divide people, to pit people against each other, to cause hatred, to cause unrest. So we see people looting stores, smashing windows we did a few years ago, setting things on fire. But we are told these are peaceful protests. That's gaslighting. And they were pushing people out to protest. I don't know if you know that. They were pushing people out there. And I was telling people, don't do it. Don't fall for the honey trap. When we call this destruction to our cities, we're called racist. Are we? No, we're being gaslit. We're being manipulated not to think and research for ourselves. Fall in line or else. It's for your safety or you're a grandma killer. Well, I don't want to kill my grandma. Think about the manipulation that has happened in the past few years. Fear sells. Fear sells news and empowers other people to control our actions by making us afraid, insecure, and unsure. Think about what a mental trip this all is.
Yeah.
Crazy making. Even when the facts are twisted and distorted. Twisted and distorted in order to control the masses. I remember one of the Economist cover, I think it was, and they said top-down control, and they had the guy on a leash. We have to take on the controller's version of reality, so they say. We're having normal defined for us. This is the new normal, they say. Reality is being canceled to save the planet. Boy, there's a lot we could say there, huh?
Yeah, really.
And all the cars they want us to drive and all the problems, and it's really, I mean, these things are so debatable of what they're telling you is green. There's a danger in letting go of your reality. There's a danger. And even though sometimes we have to tell you the truth, it's not too much fun, at least you're not ignorant and you're not going to be controlled because you're not deceived.
Right.
Deceived people are very easily controlled people. And we got to learn to stand. stand in this hour, having done all to stand. And I want to say just a little bit here about spiritual gaslighting. This happens especially a lot in some churches. Someone shares they're depressed or they have marriage problems. They come and they go and seek a counselor or someone at church and they say, you know, I'm going through this or that. And what are they told? This is back in the day. They would say, go and read your Bible. Just go and read Mark 11, 23 and 24. Just go read. You don't have enough word in you. Because you don't have enough word, you don't have enough faith, right? So what happens to these people? They don't feel supported. They don't feel any love or empathy. And their feelings are totally invalidated. So they go away not feeling like they belong. They can't share truth. Now you have to be a fake Christian to fit in. You have to act like everything's perfect. Nothing ever is wrong because your confession is your possession and you have what you say. So that whole gaslighting thing, you're healed. Ignore the symptoms. That's ignoring your reality. And they call it faith. You're healed. Ignore the symptoms. There's an article that I've shared in depth, but I'm only going to read one paragraph. It's The Death by Faith. And I put this denial of reality. This was the papa of the Word of Faith movement. In a book he wrote, he said, I have so often said I haven't had a headache in so many years, 45 to be exact. Just a few months ago, as I left the office building and started home, my head started hurting. Someone might say, well, you had a headache. No, I don't have one. I don't have headaches. I haven't had a headache since August 1934. 45 years have come and gone, and I haven't had a headache. But if I had a headache, I wouldn't tell anybody. And if somebody asked me how I was feeling, I would say, I'm fine, thank you. This is so-called faith. This was in his book, In the Name of Jesus, page 44. Notice he says he wouldn't tell you how he really feels because his words override the pain. Is this honest? Is this true? Is this the way someone is to represent the Lord? Did Jesus teach this nonsense? Of course not. And actually, he had four heart attacks. I won't go into the whole thing, but you never heard about it because he wouldn't tell you if he did have a heart attack. But I ended up having his nurse call me from Trinidad, and she told me all this medications and all this stuff he was on for years. And I was like, that's really not being honest. I mean, give people the freedom to do the same rather than saying they're not in faith. Do you know what I'm saying? But you're being spiritually gaslit. That's just so many people have went through that, and now most of them are nowhere to be found because they didn't feel loved and they didn't think it worked for them. Or they died so-called in faith. But the new guys, I mean, they can have heart pacemakers now, and it's faith for them. See how things just change the way they want it to? The narrative changes? Know your truth. Know your reality, right? That's all I'm saying. Don't be spiritually gaslit. Gaslighting is intentional distorting reality to make you feel like what you're seeing or feeling isn't real. Remember, we aren't to be ruled by our feelings, but God gave us feelings. He gave us senses so you don't run off and get hit by a car. But to ignore anything in your body and pretend it's not there and call it faith by pretending it's not there is really Gnosticism, and it goes into all different other kinds of things. And unfortunately, that's mainstream Christianity right now, or it used to be, mainstream TV. When we question the false reality we're being told by the media, we are told we are wearing tin hats, we're crazy, making us question our own reality. We're being told what to think on many levels, to control public opinion, to shape our culture. So what do we need to do? We need to question the unquestionable. Question everything. Do your own research. Gaslighting was used in that first temptation when Satan got Eve to question what she heard God say about the tree of knowledge. And remember, the devil said your account is wrong. That's not what God said. And that's what they're doing today. They're telling us what the Bible says, and they're mixing all the religions together, telling us what to believe. And people that don't know the Lord or don't read their Bibles are going to be totally in mass confusion and deception in this end times as they bring in the one world religion and they're bringing in new Bibles. Yes. So God wants us to live in truth, not science falsely so-called, right? And I want to close with just a few scriptures. Again, from this Pressing On Through It All by Warren Smith. Sometimes it's just good to hear scriptures about discernment. In Nineveh, the great city, in Jonah 4:11, listen to this. There were more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand. Do you think that's today? People don't know what's going on. It's like, is this true? Is that true? They have no discernment. Confusion. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So when you start seeing this gaslighting and you start seeing all this confusion, this is a man, this is not a man, this is a woman. First of all, this is not new. This has been going on for many, 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 many years. But they're bringing it out now. They want confusion. They use people as well. And I won't get into that. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Know when someone's not telling you the truth. Yes. Question the narrative. Ask for wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given to him. James 1:5. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalms 1:1-2. Know the whole world will be deceived. In Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Matthew 24:4, take heed that no man deceives you. I think that's all I have for right now. One more. The conclusion, without a watchful and discerning heart, we are too easily deceived by a crafty adversary. Think about it. He's been doing this for a long time. He's been deceiving, subtly deceiving people for a long time. While we rejoice, praise God, give thanks, and remain hopeful through it all, we must be alert to the deception that is all around us. Take heed that no man deceive you. Be watchful, be discerning. Keep looking up and keep pressing on. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for our truth, that you are truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by you. So, Father, we thank you for truth. And I pray for this remnant that is watching these YouTubes. Lord, I pray that you'd give them discernment, that we would know which way to walk each step, things that are happening on the earth as the dollar loses its value. Yes, as things are changing, things we never thought we would even see in our lifetime have been happening right before our eyes. But Father, you said you'd never leave us. You're not going to forsake us. We've never seen the righteous begging for bread. So we commit our lives to you, Father. We commit our hearts, our lives. And we thank you for your blood that keeps us safe. Father, we ask you for your protection in these days. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to hear from some of you guys, especially from different countries, what's going on there. If you could, and we have listeners from a lot of different countries. If you could write me at info@lihpc.org, info@lihpc.org, and I get those and I read every single one of them. And I want to thank all our subscribers. And if you could just share these, it helps the rhythms, helps us get up higher and more people to see it. It's really important that we share it while we can. And as long as we have time and a voice. We're going to get the truth out there. But we all have a part to play. We all have to share it. Talk to the people around you. Don't give up your reality. And stand for your truth. Amen. Amen. So thank you very much.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching, and see you next time.